The magic island of Euclidea is rapidly becoming just a memory to most of the world, as other news has taken the front pages of the papers and the headlines in the radio news broadcasts. But to Jerry Hall and Joan Gregory, and to Mrs. Patricia Gregory and Captain Tex Bradford, the magic island will always be a very real part of their lives, and they'll never forget their experiences there. Today, however, we find our four friends in very happy circumstances in Los Angeles, California. Jerry and Joan have taken Elaine Raleigh, the young Euclidean girl submarine commander, with them, and gone to the university, where they all took entrance examinations a week ago. Mrs. Gregory and Captain Bradford are in the living room of the Gregory home, waiting for the young people to arrive.
Well, Tex, this is just about the end of our adventure.
Looks like it, Pat. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, fun. And danger, too. I wouldn't mind doing it all over again, after we get the youngsters safely in school.
What I can't figure out is how they expect to go to school together.
It's going to present a problem. But they seem to think they could work it out, and I left it entirely up to them.
Well, those three can work it out, if anyone can. But it's a strange mixture. Elaine is 22, and Joan is 15. Neither of them have ever been inside a school. And Jerry has almost another year of high school to complete.
That is a weird trio for college freshmen, all right. But we'll see how they make out. One nice thing about all three of them. Whatever happens, they'll get along with the result.
They'll do. Some of the Euclideans didn't like the idea of Elaine going free and taking up her life in our world.
Well, they hadn't any complaint. Elaine was an outcast. She didn't agree with all of their views, and she did help us. I wouldn't worry about the Euclidean opinion.
I'm wondering just how long we can keep that scientific college prison of yours under our thumbs.
I think that G-47 will hold them in line as long as we can supply all the materials they want for their experiments and treat them kindly.
I hope you're right, but I have a feeling that one of these days we're going to hear more from them.
Tex, the light.
Radio room signal?
I think so. It was just a slight flash.
That would be McCloud. He isn't getting out any too well with that set on Euclidea.
Yes, there it is again.
Come on, Pat. We'd better go to the radio room.
And let's hurry. Something may have happened to Mac.
Nothing very serious, or he wouldn't be using the radio.
He should be on his way by now. That cattle boat has been down there for 2 days.
2 days isn't a long time, Pat, when you figure that they're trying to take several hundred head of domestic animals and birds out through that airlock and load them into a boat.
Oh, I suppose not. But I thought they'd be on their way home by now.
We'll know in a minute.
Yes, the signal's working.
Not getting anything, though. Too weak. We'll have to use a relay and step it out a little. Will you please throw in the generator switch?
Oh, certainly.
Loading operation. Boat riding well. McCloud to Captain Bradford. McCloud calling the Gregory home station. Can you hear me? Hello, Bradford. Hello.
Okay, Mac. We're getting you fine. Go ahead.
Hello, Captain. I was just about to quit trying to reach you. The boat is loaded, and we're ready to sail. Have you got any special orders?
Not a thing. Did you take every one of the animals and birds out?
There's not even a mouse left alive in this deaf place.
Good work, Mac. Shove off for home when you're ready.
Are you sure this place will flood from what little airlock?
It will if you make sure all the doors connecting that lock with the underwater city are fastened open.
Taking no small chance on that. Me and the laddies have taken a welding outfit and welded every door in the place open.
Mac would do a good job, wouldn't he?
I'll say he would. Well, that's fine, Mac. And if you see anything of value in the way of scientific instruments and tools that are in portable cases and easy to handle, bring them along.
That's all taken care of, Captain. We've got everything on board that wasn't nailed down. Best of all, we found the cabinet full of the plans, drawings, and blueprints of everything in the place.
Great stuff, Mac. You've done your job well. Flood the place and leave, and good luck on the trip home.
Aye, Captain. We'll have nothing but good luck leaving this place behind. So long, laddie. We'll be seeing you soon.
Well, that's all over.
And Mac has done a splendid job of it.
He certainly has.
But what will we have for him to do when he gets home?
Nothing, I guess.
Now, Tex, you know that Mac and the old skipper won't be content to sit around and do nothing for very long.
And I suppose, to keep them happy, we'll have to dig up another wild expedition to some unheard-of place.
Probably, but not right away. Oh, I'd like to enjoy the peace and quiet of my home for a little while.
Well, I don't blame you. We've certainly been on the go for the last year.
That must be Jerry and Joan and Elaine at the door.
Thought you gave them a key.
I did, but Joan likes to ring those chimes.
I'll say she does. Funny if they'd fascinate her like that, after all the wonderful things she saw on the Magic Island.
Well, perhaps it's the novelty of finding a set of chimes like that in an ordinary home.
Mother! Mother! Captain!
They're inside now.
Yeah, sounds like it.
What was it you said about the peace and quiet of your home?
Mother, are you here?
Yes, Joan, dear, in the radio room.
Shall we come in?
Come on in, kids.
Let's go back into the living room, Tex.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather stay here for a half an hour or so.
Why, Tex?
Well, just to be sure Mac gets off all right.
Oh.
If we don't hear from him in half an hour, we'll know that he's on board the boat and underway for home.
That's right.
Oh, Mother, we have had the most fun.
Well, Joan, dear, you...
Gee, certainly... Mrs. Gregory, guess what? Oh, hello, Captain.
Hello, Jerry. Joan?
Well, I haven't the least idea, Jerry.
Well, we're all in college.
You are not in college, Jerry.
Well, I'm pretty near.
Now, suppose you two calm down and tell us one at a time.
I
all I've
got to
do is...
Oh, children, please, one at a time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Suppose you start it, Joan.
Very well, I will do so. Elaine, Jerry, and I went to the university to learn the results of our examinations for entrance. And I will be accepted at once.
Oh, that's splendid, Joan.
How about you, son?
Well, I'm practically accepted. Only I have to finish high school yet. And I've got to take a special 3 months course. Then I go in with Joan as a freshman.
Oh, that's fine, Jerry. You must have had very high marks in your high school subjects.
He did. The gentleman who spoke to us at the university said that Jerry was an exceptionally bright young man.
There you are, Jerry.
Well, didn't I always say I was pretty good?
You say that far too much.
It might be just as well to let someone else say it, Jerry. But you do seem to have justified your opinion of yourself.
What did they think about you, Joan?
They found it most unusual.
Boy, they sure did. We had a hard time making them believe that Joan had never been inside of a school of any kind and was only 15 years old when she passed every test they could think of to give her for the college entrance.
Well, you can't blame them for being skeptical.
Hey, wait a minute here. Where's the rest of your party?
Good heavens. I didn't even notice. Where is Elaine?
Oh, she's still trying to get into college.
Elaine couldn't pass the examination.
On the contrary, the professors could find no examinations to give her.
I'll say they couldn't. She answered their questions faster than they could write them down.
Oh, that must have been very funny.
I'll bet it was at that. Elaine examining the professors.
That did indeed take place.
Really, Joe?
Yeah, those professors are swell guys.
Why, Jerry, a professor is not a guy.
These professors were regular guys. And when they found out that they couldn't ask Elaine anything she didn't know, they asked her to question them. And when we left, she was having plenty of fun with them.
I'd have given anything to see that. But what is she going to do about it?
They agreed to allow her to attend certain of the classes which she wanted to do in order to familiarize herself with our manner of education and our social customs.
Good idea. And it will be a good atmosphere for Elaine.
Yes. She'll soon get entirely away from those Euclidean mannerisms and be much more comfortable in our world.
Well, we didn't want to leave her out there alone, but, well, the science prof said he'd bring her home safe and sound.
I think we have need for no fear for Elaine's safety.
Guess not, unless the college kidnapped her.
They sure liked her.
And now, our three young adventurers will have to be quiet students.
Yep, looks like it.
Jerry may be a student, but he will never be quiet.
I guess you're right there, Joan.
Say, how's Mac getting along down at the island?
Oh, we just talked to him. He's nearly ready to shove off.
And he will destroy Euclidea before he leaves?
Yes, Joan. We decided that was best. Mac will turn the ocean into that place and flood it thoroughly. It seems too bad to destroy all the work G-47 and his men put in there. We were afraid that those underwater caves would offer too much of a chance to criminals if they weren't flooded.
Well, they could pump them out and use them again.
Not very easy, Jerry. It would be almost impossible to locate enough machinery down there for that job without being caught at it. They'd need a fleet of big boats around there for months, and it would cost millions.
I think we're safe enough from that. Well, what can we do with ourselves now?
Jerry and I have planned to spend much of our time studying for his examinations.
You're going to study for his examination?
Yeah, she's going to help me. And then we're going to spend an hour every day in G-47's laboratory at the new scientific colony.
I'm not so sure about that. What do you think, Dex?
I don't see how there could be any harm in it.
There is no danger. Do not forget that G-47 has gone there of his own free will.
Oh, sure. It's all right.
I suppose so. Only I'll never get over a feeling of fear and uncertainty where those Euclideans are concerned.
We visited G-47 on our way home.
Today?
Yes. He has invited us to spend an hour a day with him. And he has promised to show us his finest experiments before he gives them to anyone else.
That's all right, isn't it, Tex?
As far as I can see, though you two will have to be mighty careful not to give any of the secrets away. After all, we want to be able to turn anything of value over to the government.
Oh, sure. We know all about that. But G-47 is going to give us the formulas for some of the things that we can sell and make money on. And we promised him that we'd put all the money in the bank for the Euclideans.
You did exactly right, Jerry. Texas planned to sell the formula for the soundproof paint to the moving picture and radio studios. And the television instruments also. And all of this money is to be used to support the new Euclidean colony, under our jurisdiction, of course.
I was very doubtful of your experiment at first, Mother, as the Euclideans were so independent. But since they have understood that they may do as they please in their new home, I believe they will remain happy and contented.
I think so. And we've done a good job.
We certainly have, Tex.
Yeah, it's been a long time since that first night when I came here and asked you to take me with you when you went to look for Joan and the Magic Island.
It's really not so long, Jerry. Only a few months. But so much has happened to us that it seems longer than that.
Jerry, I think it is time to tell them of your surprise.
Well, can you leave this radio room now?
Well, I guess we could, but we'd have to stay in the living room where we can watch the radio signal.
Oh, couldn't you get Johnson or somebody to stay here for a while?
Well, of course we could, Jerry, if there was any reason for us to leave the house.
I would like it, Mother, very much.
What is all this?
Well, Joan and I are going to be on the radio tonight.
You are?
Yes, Mother. We have been asked to tell something about our experiences on the Magic Island and down in Euclidea.
Well, that's good, but you don't need us along. Pat and I'll stay here and listen to your broadcast.
Well, we thought maybe you'd better come along so we didn't say the wrong thing.
We won't worry about that.
Of course not. You two go along whenever you get ready, and we'll hear from you here. And when you get home, we might have a party ready for you.
Oh, Mother, you two have a surprise?
Yes, dear. Tex and I are giving a little party for you and Jerry tonight.
You've earned it, both of you.
Oh, Jerry, that will be nice, will it not?
Will it? Golly, whiskers.